Bombings in Iraq have Christians on the run. Slain missionaries are mourned in the U.S. And a church planter jumpstart ministry with the Children's Bible Club in India. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. At least 27 people died and 100 wounded Wednesday when three car bombs ripped through a southern city in Iraq. Rival Shiite groups have been battling for control of oil and power. The violence has forced thousands of Christians out of Iraq. Some say 90% of the Christian population is gone. Many are refugees in Turkey. World Evangelical Alliance's Johann Kandelin says there now his mission.
The challenge is huge. But it's better to do a little than to do nothing. So that's why I'm going there, to comfort them, to share the gospel about the birth of Jesus Christ and bring them some food and toys for the children.
Kandelin says he's helping a small group of 2,000 who have had loved ones killed or kidnapped.
Many have had children that have been taken away. Once they had them back, they left the country. So unfortunately, the Christian population in Iraq is leaving the country very fast, and it is becoming a totally Muslim country, unfortunately.
Next, a memorial service was held Wednesday for Tiffany Johnson and Philip Krause, missionaries slain Sunday in Colorado. A fund has been established in their names to help those who are dedicating their lives to overseas missions work. Global Advance's David Shibley says of their example,
"The tragedies of the shootings in Colorado remind us again of the very serious nature of obeying the Great Commission. I do believe that though it was a random shooting, there was satanic intent. I think the enemy has targeted this generation as well because he sees the mission potential."
To encourage young people toward evangelism, Shibley says their team is taking a three-pronged approach in 2008.
"I'm going to make a national tour of several Bible colleges, speaking in chapel, challenging young people again for the fulfilling of the Great Commission. Secondly, Global Advance is going to be involved in a legacy series. And then finally, I'm going to be involved in personal mentoring."
You're listening to Mission Network News. As the Supreme Court has again delayed a decision that could grant equal rights to Christian Dalits of India, two Christian ministries are joining forces to help them. Gospel for Asia and American Family Radio just kicked off an initiative that allows donors to reach out to this group by purchasing chickens, sewing machines, and water buffaloes. Hundreds of millions of Dalits live in utter poverty. GFA says it'll be a tremendous open door to share the gospel, which could change their eternal future. Meanwhile, a church planter in India's Assam state was struggling to launch a Bible-based adult literacy class. Elion had trained through Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India. Although he couldn't get the adults interested in coming, he noticed the children in the villages were unattended during the day, so he began a children's Bible club. Just as he hoped, the children shared the songs and Bible stories with their parents at night. At least 10 families are now following Jesus. And Angola continues rebuilding after the end of a 27-year civil war in 2002. Evangelist Sammy Tippett says they're taking part in the effort in January 2008 as a show of solidarity with the church there.
"The Angolans have asked us to come back and do 5 major evangelistic meetings throughout the nation in the 5 major cities. So I'm going to be in the capital city. We've got other evangelists who are going to go into the other cities. We'll be doing some pastors' conferences. Also, my son is going to be doing some leadership and discipleship training."
The impact these multi-held meetings will have on the country is important. Many Angolans are excited about the opportunities for people to come to know Christ.
"This is the first time in decades that anything like this has been attempted. One reason for it is the infrastructure in the country was so devastated by the war. So this, again, is helping to rebuild the nation spiritually, morally, and just bring people together in a sense of unity."
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN's now offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news, including pictures, to help people in your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. Call 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.